there was a big tzaddik. His name was Rav Freida, who he was a Rebbe in times of long time ago, and he would teach everyone Torah, and his students would learn it. They would learn very well. There was one of his talmidim, one of his students, who did not have a very strong mind, a very strong head, and he would try to learn, but it would be very, very hard for him. His Rebbe had to say it once, twice, again and again, and only after his Rebbe said it a lot of times, he finally like understood and remembered it. Now, if you, any of you ever worried, oh, maybe I didn't get it right away, I didn't understand, I'm a little embarrassed, but anyways, the Pirkei Avos says, Le'a Baish and Lomid. If someone's embarrassed to say, I don't get it, you're not going to learn. Because that's the way it is. Torah, you have to work hard in it, and you don't always understand the first time. You have to work hard and say, if you don't understand, say, Rebbe, I don't understand. I had to do that plenty of times. I would learn and say, oh, I don't get it. Could you explain to me again? But this person, this student, it was so hard for him to learn, his Rebbe had to explain it to him 400 times until he would finally understand it properly. So his Rebbe would never be upset at him and say, ah, he said it so many times, I don't have time for you, I'm busy with someone else. He never ever did that. His Rebbe was super, super patient and never got anything, lost his temper. So he saw this person needs to learn Torah, this student needs to learn Torah, just like everyone else. And the only way he understands something is to repeat it over the halacha and explain it 400 times. So he did. He would do it 400 times, and he never thought, okay, maybe I'm wasting time. Maybe other Talmidim, no, the other Talmidim, they had their way to learn also, somehow. But he saw it was important to teach this student should learn, and he said over the halacha and Torah 400 times. Once, when Rav Freida was teaching this Talmud, this student, and explaining over the halacha again, slowly, and again, he still doesn't get it, and again. So someone came into the Beis Medrash, the place for their learning, and told Rav Freida, come, can you come to our big mitzvah? I want to invite you to come somewhere. Maybe it was to help a chasman kala, maybe it was to help visit a sick person or something. And Rav Freida said, okay, I'll come. I need to learn now, and when we're finished, I'll come to you. And Rav Freida knew how long it would take. You know, to repeat another finish the 400 times. Oh, maybe one more hour it'll take to explain it to him. Who knows how long. He knew how long it'll take. Came after, let's say, the hour, whatever was over, and he explained it enough times. And he asked him, okay, so you understand? And the student still didn't get it. He didn't understand. He said, what happened? I told it to you 400 times. What's wrong this time? So the student said, well, I'll tell you the truth, these people came in the Beis Medrash in the middle of you explaining it to me, and you said you'll go after. So the whole time when you were telling to me, I was a little nervous. I was thinking, oh no, Rav Freida is going to leave now. So I wasn't concentrating properly. So now, if that would have been any of us, do you think you might have got a little impatient, a little angry maybe? If someone takes so much of your time, you spend an hour, 2 hours, something, explaining something to somebody, and you still don't get it. So, but a big tzaddik Rav Freida did not get angry for a second. Didn't lose his temper. And he said, okay, I'll explain it to you again. Pay attention this time. I'm not leaving. Just pay attention. And he explained it again another 400 times until he finally understood it. And then he left to go to the other mitzvah. As soon as he finished explaining it another 400 times, so Rav Freida heard a voice coming out from Shemaim. And they said, you know, because you did something so special, you were so kind to this student, this one person, and to teach him Torah and have patience with him, you can pick your reward. Either you can live for an extra bonus 400 years, or you and your whole generation, everyone living in your generation, will all have the schus, the merit, to come to Ilam Haba, the world to come. So he said, better everyone should go to Ilam Haba. That's the reward I want to pick. So Hashem said, okay, he should have both. He got both rewards. So because he was so kind and so patient to this one Talmud, this one Jewish student, he got an extra 400 years of his life, and him and his whole generation, they all were Zeicha, they all got married to Lam Habah.